Good morning, Rabbi Saya. What a day! What a day today. Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? Oh, you're the doctor, the famous doctor, Dr. J. Hold on, I have to. Whoa, your father's here. Shalom Aleichem. Wow. And who's behind you? What's your name, Sally? Shmuel Newman from Baltimore. Another one. What's the whole section over here? They're all excited. Look at this. Dr. J. Okay, Dr. J, from where are you, Dr. J? Oh, you're Kanei Shomron. Beautiful. And Shalom Aleichem, where are you from? Hugh Garden Hills. Unbelievable. Lili Lishmasimir Mirosi Rusmas Mordechai. And what's your name, Tzadik? Mark Lieberg? Nieberg. Mark Nieberg. Okay. Guess who else we have here in town? We have with us Fischl. See if you can pick him out in the crowd. It's a big schos, big schos. We have so many chashvi guests here. I'm just going to do away. I have all these emails. We're going to get do away with all the emails. I don't know Dr. J and Rabbi Nieberg and all the others. I don't, but I know Fischl. So I'll talk a little bit about Fischl. Fischl has sponsored in the last 2 months, I want to say 2,500 Gemaras. Yeah? 2,500 Gemaras. I did not know he's coming today. I would have prepared a whole thing. I do know that he's speaking Be'ezer Hashem at the Siyum on Matzah Shabbos. He's a phenomenal speaker. He spoke by the Siyum, the first Siyum of Brachas. He spoke then. So Be'ezer Hashem, we'll get to hear him. But Fischl is a person with a vision. And he has all these programs in Baltimore, the Brachas programs and the kids programs and this program and that program. And we were very lucky that in the beginning of Brachas, he used to come. When he was here in Israel, he came every day with a taxi, came to the Beis Medrash, and since then, we developed a relationship. And he saw a tremendous thing in these Gemaras, and in fact, because of him, 2,500 Gemaras, it's crazy, maybe even more. Fischl, is it more? Evin Zogin, Banova. I'm going to get killed in the South. What's wrong with these 3,500? I don't know. Anyway, it's a large, large number, and because of him, many, many, many people are learning Torah. So Yishkoyach, we have a tremendous Hakaris HaTov. Thank you. I want to mention like this. There's a bunch of beautiful emails. A guy wrote me from all... Okay, we're going to go... Different time. I'm reading all the emails. We'll get to them one day. Maybe on Matzah Shabbos, this is a short shiur. We'll just do a half hour of emails and 10 minutes of learning. Maybe something like that. There's an anonymous guy. I thought it was very interesting. Remember that shiur that I said... I forgot who it was. The guy is on the plane and he said if the deal goes through, he's going to donate a certain amount of money. So I said, donate today. So a guy yesterday said, I heard that video and I was counting on giving MDY a large amount of money. And if a deal goes through, but the deal didn't go through, so I'm giving $10,000. He's giving $10,000 towards the marketing officials, Gemaras. So it's beautiful. All right, Rabbi Isai. This is basically the final day. I haven't really spoken much about it. Hinted about it here and there, but we're starting Tainus on Sunday. So here's the last opportunity to grab another guy, and we don't have to be official and donate 2,500 Gemaras, but we can be like Pini Augenstein, young guy, unmarried guy in New York. He put on a status. I said yesterday he got 8 guys. That was the day before. Yesterday he got another 3 guys. 11 guys. One person, 11 guys. So you put on your status, join dafyoimi.com. Send it to your friends. Send a random message, join dafyoimi.com, and see what they say. And then they'll respond. What? Get them to come, Rabbi Isai. 11 guys. You know what 11 guys is? I was thinking about this. That's more than this shir had 3 years ago, in the beginning, for the first few weeks. 11. It's 11 guys. It's more than a minion. In one day, one guy got 11 people to join Torah. It's unbelievable. And we could all do that, but what? 95% of us just sit back and watch. They love hearing it. Yeah, this guy got 25. This guy gave 2,500. And what do? Zero. Get on your phone. Make some phone calls. All right. We have another minute. What time is it? I have no idea what time it is because 24. Okay, let me go quickly through these sponsors. We're no emails today, huh? Okay, fine. Shmuley Hecht, in honor of Daf Yomi Committee, not solo members. What is this? Ooh, the new Tainas Gemara just arrived. Rabbi Isai, do we have boxes of Tainas here? Okay, so if you want to stick around after Shir, I have a list of the people in Ramat Beit Shemesh. There's about 40 people that get these Gemaras. So stick around. If you don't have one, maybe you could deliver it to your neighbors in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Stick around. What? Tomorrow? Okay, we're going to do tomorrow. Let's see the front page. Hold on, we got to do this. This is unbelievable. I didn't see this. Here, let's see if it says Fishel's name in here. Is this you? Fishel. Yeah, he has a whole page here. Bound into the art scroll. Bound in here. What else do we have here? Well, there's more. There's more. The Solkowitz. Solkowitz! Solkowitz came through, Rabbi Sai. F94! F94. Does it say F94 here? No, but dedicated memory of Shalom Tzvi ben Moshe. And there's more? Maybe there's more. No, that's it. Okay, I'm missing something. You got the whole page, Fishel? This is you? You didn't see it here. Take a look. All right. In honor of the Daf Yomi Committee, that solo member, that was his Torah, Lina Yishmai Dirchav, and Mordechai Shloim Pinchas Tuvia, Ben Avram, Moshe Peres, Nerio Kopman. Mesach Lashon Shoshana, Dedek, Ben Yossi, Nesli Elbaum. By the children and the children to Reuven, Lilin Ishmas, Beilitzi, Poyerbas, Reuven, and for Shidduch, Tila Sorbas, and Leia. Paras Achoydesh, by Yoili, and today is the yard side. Lilin Ishmas, Doiv Pinchas, Ben Moisha, and Lilin Ishmas, Ruchama, Chaya, Fruma, Bas, Doiv Pinchas, and Lilin Ishmas, Yichil Shraga, Ben Avram Alevi. Paras Achoydesh, Reuven Klein, my mother, Nechama, Bas, Kalev, Meir Kleiner, Lilin Ishmas, Shmuel Yaakov, Ben Michael, Chaim and Dino Levitin, Lezeich and Ishmael said, Yo, Ben Meir Stock. Who's that? Your wife's uncle, then Shom Shadav and Aliyah. Chaim, yeah, I said that already. Sruli Furman, RL 245, in celebration of 16 years since my son Yehuda Ben Miriam Liba completed his treatment of pediatric cancer. Zion Kislev. May he continue to have many years of good health and bracha ad Meyov Esrim. Oh, mate. The Farkowitz family. Zech Nishmas Harav Agoyin, Reb Yankiv Moshe Ben Reb Zvulin Chalap. Zech Tadikosh Levrocha, Talmud Moving, Reb Rom Yitzchak Koyin Cook. My Uncle Phil, Yard Side of Herschel Ben Michal. And for the Fu Shleima, for Aunt Nancy from her foot surgery. We know who Aunt Nancy is. Oy, that means he's not going to be around for a while. Foot surgery. The Holtz family, Beschus Refu Shleima, Azari Tzvi Ben Chaya Sara. Don't worry, we're going to do some Torah today. And we will be Messiah in Rosh Hashanah, his first Mesechta, who just had surgery. Even though he had surgery, he's going to be Messiah, his first Masechta. Wow. B'schos, Refu Shleima, V'Azariah Tzvi ben Chayesor. Refu Shleima, for Avram Chaim ben Chayesor, who just donated his kidney. And Akar Zatoy, for all the great things Hashem has provided our family. Dr. Mark Berkson, for Refu Shleima, for my father, Jerry, Yosef ben Miriam, which reminds me, I think he wrote me an email, Mamash, like a month ago, that he's going to do the daf, and somebody stole all his stuff out of his car. Oh, my son. One day we'll get to that email as well. Shamshin, Lili Nishmas, Esther Bas, Rib Shamshin. And I think that's it for today. Okay. Boys, here we go. Shorter daf. Today is Daf Lam Gimel. And we are holding by the Mishnah. Ha'oiver lifnei ateva. Which Mishnah? This the not the last Mishnah on the Amud, the second one. Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. Lev Amud Beis. 12 lines from the bottom. Hasheni matkia, says the Mishnah. Interesting lashon, but basically what the Mishnah is saying is that the tkiya shofar happens in Musaf, not in Shacharis. Hasheni matkia. The chazan of Musaf, which is not usually the chazan of Shacharis, he causes the shofar to be blown. It's usually not him himself. He's matkia. Somebody else during Musaf blows the shofar. B'shasa halo. And when we have halal, not, obviously we don't have halal in Rosh Hashanah. Harishoin makro is a halal. Halal happens by shachris and not by musaf. Says the Gemara, why? Ma'ishna sheini matkiya mishum de brovam hadris melech. A lot of people come to shul, come late a little bit. Sarai, you're supposed to come late? It's a whole mice with nishmas. Nishmas is, kids, okay, fine. We're not going to go into it now. People come late to shul, unfortunately. Even on Rosh Hashanah. You see, even on Rosh Hashanah, they come late. So maybe that's why we blow the shofar musaf. Baravam hadras melech. It's better to have more people there. Yehachi al nami name b'sheni. So the, if so, halal should also be on musaf. Mishum the ravam hadras melech. El maishna the maishna halal the berishon. Mishum the zrizim magdim le mitzvahs because of the concept of zrizim magdim. Let's get chaparayin the halal. By Shachris, Kenami, Nevet the Rishon, Mishum the Zrizim Magdim Mitzvahs. So too, we should do Tkiyos Shachris. Why do we do Tkiyos the Miyushov on at Musaf? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, B'shas Gzeres Hamachos Shanu. We're talking about the Gzera of the Goyim. They said, "Do not blow the shofar." So they are smart enough to know that shofar usually happens during Shachris. They waited around until noon or whatever. They see you're not blowing the shofar, so they leave. They leave, we do it in Musaf, and Vaitig in Gangan. Now, there's a very interesting Taisus, and it brings four lines down the top Taisus, the only Taisus. It says, Apir Shalmi Nichat Fei, I like the Yerushalmi better. The Mefarish Shom, Shadimo Ayvim Shinisasu Lutkaya Trua Muhammad, Truas Muhammad. What happened was one year, the Goyim, the Jews, blew the shofar, and the Goyim thought that the Jews are going to war with them. They got confused. Va'amdu alayim v'harigum, says Taisus. That one year, the guy said, oh yeah, you're going to war. They came in and they destroyed everybody. So because of that, we made a gzera that tkiya shofar should be during Musaf. As I'm reading this Taisus, I'm thinking to myself, I cannot think of a better way to die. On Rosh Hashanah, during tkiya shofar, it's ma'am shekidish Hashem shein kamoyu. Okay? Says the Gemara, what?
I still think they'd attack.
You're going back to the first shot?
No, this time you're saying that the reason why they changed it because they thought they're attacking. Later
No, that's not what Toys says. Toys says it happened to. Oh, the Goyim thought attacking.
Why
and that,
later they won't think they're attacking?
No, it's not. No. Toys is going on a different thing. This is just a commemoration of what happened. I think. This might happen in Shachris, so Melo, move it over to Musaf.
No.
Oh yeah. That's the pshat. Yeah. Sorry. Taisus says Mefurish. He says once they see that everybody gathers around. Hold on, let me just finish the pshat because a big guest just walked in. Reb Yossi Klein, what a day. Rabbi, I promise we're gonna learn Torah soon. Reb Yossi Kimeh, unbelievable. Rabbi says we're talking about it's in one day we have Mr. 2500 Gemaras. Come here, Rabbi Yossi. Come here. Shalom Aleich. I know Hasidim hate this. This is like the worst thing you can do to the Chassid. You know what's even worse? He has to go to the mikveh right now. It's unbelievable. Rabbi Yossi, I would have done it to Fishel, but he doesn't want to come next to me. He went like this. Fishel's doing one of these to me. This shy tzaddik went out of his comfort zone and he came up with the whole Gemara initiative. It's his idea and he pushed it and I don't think he's a big millionaire. I don't think he's a millionaire b'chalal. He has a plumbing company in Muncie. He donated $70,000 of his own money this year alone. Every Ami full page ad, every mishpach ad, Yossi Klein, from his own money, Bemis. And he's basically left his job. He doesn't work anymore. And he gave it to that tzaddik over there. Where's that tzaddik? Get it. Come here, Sekinder. Yeah, you can also come to the front. This guy, this tzaddik over here, takes over. And Yossi works all day for MDY. I'm serious. Behind the scenes, all day long. Come here. Where's the heisty?
Dovi Glover.
Also, he's not so shy, Dovi. Shema Leichen, Dovi. Say hello to the camera. Say Ishkoyach. He's the guy that does the whole plumbing thing in Muncie. Well, this guy works on shipping Gemaras out to the ganze Welt. So Yishkoyach Reb Yossi, you have a tremendous Hakaras HaToiv to you. And everybody's watching, all these guys that got free Gemaras. Yishkoyach. So Nachamal. So just to finish off Taisus says that because once the Goyim see that the Jews are going to Shul, and they're blowing, and there's a whole commotion, the women are coming with the strollers, nobody's going to war today. So Mela, that's why they push it off to Musaf. But it happened, they do it all the way in the morning, during Shachris, Yishkoyach for bringing it up. During Shachris, then they get confused. There's too much confusion for me. I don't know about it. I'm Amish. I see people walking around. This guy's new. Where is he sitting? All of a sudden, I saw Before, I got really confused. I saw Levi Friedman come in. Now, I don't get confused when he comes in because he always comes in 10 minutes late. It's just standard. But I thought he's going to chop Yossi Klein's seat. I knew he's coming. And I see him walking. I was like, oh, so Tyson said, okay, who else is coming? Oh, Rabbi Solway is here. Shalom Aleichem to you too. Okay, Zogti Gemara. What? Everybody's illegally parked.
You know what else is Shmuel Eliwat.
No way. Shmuel Eliwat. He has, by the way, check out it. There's somebody wrote an article about him in Mishpacha magazine this week. Shmuel Eliwat. Okay. Thanks for mentioning. All right. We have stuff to learn. By the way, the daf is not over in Lamed Gimel. There's a whole Lamed Beis. I'm still in Lamed Beis. We're holding 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the bottom. There is no halal Rosh Hashanah. My time, lemaisa Rosh Hashanah is a yontif. Shouldn't there be a halal like every other yontif? How come there's no halal Rosh Hashanah in Kippur? Efshar melech yoshev akisi din. I'm sitting on the chair of judgment. And all these books are open in front of me. Some people are going to die. Some people are going to get sick. It's a pasnish. It's not a time of Shira. Says the Heilige Mishnah. Sponsored by... You're not going to believe this. I made a cheshvin. There's about 30 Mishnayos in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And now... Don't tell me I didn't print it. I'm glad I printed it. But now that Fishel is here, and this was his dream, actually. What's the name? Oh, sponsored. Is Tomer here? Where's Tomer? Tomer's in Turkey. Sponsored by God and Tomer Levi. Levi Nishma is the grandmother. I don't remember her name. Balpeh. I printed it out, but it's not here. But it's what? Gita?
Tita.
Tita Yehudit Bat Fanina? Fanina, you're a grandchild?
Thomas son,
great grandchild. That's Thomas son. Shalom Aleichem. Another guy. Well, I met you once. I did meet you. But this is your first time to Shir?
No.
Came a few times. There's no get over here anymore today. I don't care. Nissan Al Gas could come in right now. There's no get over here. It's in the back. We did enough get it over here. All right. So, I have no idea where we're holding. Oh. So only by official Mishnah, I'm just saying that official's dream was that people should come and sponsor the Mishnah. So finally, he's here today, and somebody sponsored the Mishnah. Shayfa Shal Rosh Hashanah, Eima Avir Malasetchum. In order to get a Shayfa Rosh Hashanah, you cannot be over the Raises, you can't be even over the Rabbanans, you can't go through the Tchum. What is the Tchum? Real quickly, we know what the Tchum is, but for the new guys, Tchum is that a person is permitted to go from his house in each direction 2,000 Amma. But if he places a meal at the 2,000 Amma mark, he's allowed to go another 2,000 Amma in each direction of the challah. In other words, all he does is he shifts his residence from the nice house to where the challah is. And therefore, he can go 2,000 Amma in this direction, 2,000 Amma in this direction. But of course, he can no longer go 2,000 Amma in the opposite direction of the house. Because this is the end of his 2,000 Amma. This is the end of his... He just shifted everything over here. That's tchum. So let's say this shofar is right over here. And his tchum is, he cannot go to get his shofar. And if his shofar is over here as well, he can't go out of the tchum to get the shofar. And if the shofar is buried under a bunch of rubble, you can't uncover it. You can't even climb up a tree to get the shofar. You can't drive a car to get there. Why can't you ride an animal? Because you might come to call me things. We'll see in a second. And you can't swim to get a shofar. The Rabbanans, these are all the Rabbanans, the Gemara is going to call some of them the Raisa, Vein Chayt Chinoisai, Bein Bedover Shu Mishum Shvus, U Bein Bedover Shu Mishum Loisasa. If you're trying to make a shofar and you're finally at the, you need to just cut a little bit, shave it out, drill it, whatever, you cannot do it. Whether you're using a tool that's the Raisa tool or the Rabbanan tool, we'll see in the Gemara. Avalim Ratzalit Natochim Mayim, O Yayin, if you want to rinse out the shofar as so, I figured you guys have no idea what it means to rinse. I have a picture. A lot of children here this year. All because of Akiva Solway. Child number one. There's others, right? You came because of Akiva, no? No, yeah. Because of who? You came because of Gargir. Gargir, why did you come? Where is he? It's not here. Free coffee. Nah, what are you talking about? These guys are masmidim. So if you want to rinse out the shofar with wine or water, which is actually going to make the sound of the shofar a little better, that's not a big malacha. Rinse it out a little. We rinse out our kalim all the time. It's not a malacha. It's not a gemar malacha. If your children want to blow a shofar. Now we're going to see, it's a problem to blow shofar on even Rosh Hashanah, that's not a Shabbos, it's a problem to blow a shofar stam. Certainly on Shabbos, but if your child wants to blow a shofar, you're allowed to let him, you don't have to stop him. You can actually help him out, show him, not literally blow, but teach him. Hamisasik says the Mishnah, another Allah. Hamisasik lo yotza. Hamisasik, we know, is somebody that unintentionally does something, not b'shoyi. Literally, he's walking, steps on a mouse. He put a shofar in his mouth. He thought that he's being cute, and all of a sudden he sneezed and a sound came out. That's misasik. So if he's misasik, he sneezed and a sound came out, lo yotza. You have to have in mind to make a koil shofar. Vashimam in misasik lo yotza, and certainly the guy that's hearing the sound that was unintentional is not yoytza. Says the Gemara, my taima, why don't we say esa doicha lo yisasa? What do we have here? We have a mitzvah d'oraisa to blow a shofar, yom tru yelochep, and there's an iser to do melacha. We always have the concept that the asay trumps the lo yisasa. So this mitzvah blowing shofar should overcome this avera of doing melacha. Yantiv says the Gemara, my time is shofar aseyu. The yantiv asay v'lois asay, because the yantiv also has an asay. So it's one against two. These two cancel each other out. The asay and the asay. Plus you have a lois asay. So the iser to do melacha is stronger than the mitzvah of blowing shofar. The yantiv asay v'lois asay and asay doiches lois asay v'asay. But in a chanami, if you wouldn't have this green right over here, this mitzvah would trump the avera of doing melacha on yantav. Lo yoyle mi'ilon, v'lo yoroichim l'gavi behema. Can't go up a tree. You can't ride an animal. Hashu d'rabbanan amrus loy d'raisim b'baya. Now, why the Mishnah calls it d'raisa and the rabbanan, says the Gemara. But if the rabbanan, you can't even do a melacha d'rabbanan to get your shofar. So certainly, what's a melacha d'rabbanan like? Uncovering the rubble, or tchum is the rabbanon. So certainly the d'oraisa is Rashi to ride an animal or to climb up a tree. Now we know to ride an animal is not d'oraisa, to climb a tree. So, and that's only because you might come to break off a branch. Isn't that a d'rabbanon? So Rashi explains because you are going to come to a d'oraisa. It's not the d'oraisa right now. These are two things that you might come to the d'oraisa, whereas tchum, you're not going to come to d'oraisa if you walk outside the tchum. There's exactly the rabbanon. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas, but you're not going to perhaps come to d'oraisa. So that's why the Mishnah calls it, the Gemara calls it the rabbanons and d'oraisas. So the Gemara zu vein tzarich lomer zu katani. We try to get a better teretz. If we don't have a good teretz, then we'll fall on this one. Zu vein tzarich lomer zu. You're right. First, we start out with the rabbanon, and certainly the d'oraisas, of course. You cannot cut a shofar with a derabbanan and deraisa. What's mishum shvus? Magla. Here's a magal. A sickle. Why is this a derabbanan? Because nobody in their right mind, there's not a single shofar manufacturer in the world that uses this tool. This, says Rashi, is kilacher yad. Just like if you do melacha on Shabbos with your elbow, whatever, it's klacher yad. This is a funny way of doing melacha. Yes, it's a tool, but it's funny. It's different. So it's not the deraisa. It's only midrabbanan. Shvus is midrabbanan. What is the right way to cut a shofar and clean a shofar out? Lo yisasa deraisa. Sakina, a regular knife. Hashem mishum shvus amrus loy lo yisasa mboy. If you can't even use a sickle, which is a lesser iser, it's only the rabbanan. You can't do that on Shabbos. Certainly, you shouldn't be able to use the knife on Shabbos. Again, we don't have a great answer, but it's the best we could come up with. Yes, we're going in hadraga, in levels. First, we're talking about the easy one, the rabbi. Okay, then certainly even the rice. I can't believe you're here. Wow, Yossi. If you want to clean out the shofar with wine, with water, say that. Now, meraglayim has ammonia in it. It's a cleaning agent. Levi, I see you smile. What are you smiling? Get over here. Get over here. Say over the ma'isa. Get over here. It's a ma'isa 3 years old. I'm not going to say the ma'isa. It's not. It's a pasnish. I'm going to get all these emails. The meraglayim ma'isa. The apple juice. No, I once we were big into the. I came with nice props and everything. And the next day, there's a Merag Lime Sugya. And Levi screams out, "No, where's the prop? Where's the prop?" And without beating, not reached down, pulled out the Merag Lime. But it wasn't, it was apple juice. I drank it afterwards. Okay, fine. Lunch in it. You could cut this off. I only said it because I shepherded you before. They come 10 minutes late. In those days, he used to come on time. Ooh. You cannot use meraglayim to clean out a shofar, even though it's probably stronger, has some ammonia in it. This goes according to Abishol. Meraglayim asur. You want to make it nice and clean. Nice and shiny. Great. Even on Shabbos, but meraglayim you can't mipnei hakavod. So mipnei hakavod would mean it's not proper to use meraglayim with a shofar. They're going to be doing a mitzvah, so even in a weekday you can't use meraglayim. Where else do we see this? By Ketores, we say it all every day in Eretz Yisrael. Can't mamish remember this stuff? And the Chassvar said in America also. All right, zok the Gemara. A ma'akvim satinoikas milutkaya. You don't stop a child from blowing a shofar. Ha-nashim, ma'akvim. But you should stop a woman if a woman wants to blow a shofar. Now, what's the difference? So Rashi says an amazing thing here. Mamash, it's like a wild Rashi. It's hard to understand. Look at Rashi. Smack in the middle of the page. Ha-nashim, ma'akvim. The p'tura is the gamre. A woman is pot the gamre. What does that mean? A woman will never, ever be chayiv in a shofar. Whereas a child, you just have to wait a few years and he'll be chayiv in a shofar. So what's the difference? For a child, it makes sense. Let him practice. He's going to be chayiv in 2 years. Let's get him used to it. But a woman, what's the reason that she should blow a shofar? Listen to this Rashi. The mitzvah asei shazman gromo. V'chitaki ike bal toisif, says Rashi. How do you understand this Rashi? So it's a very shver Rashi. D'achroinim asking, if a woman is makayim a mitzvah that she doesn't have to be makayim, let's say she shakes a lulav, she's over in Baltaisif. That's what Rashi says. Unbelievable. Let's go weiter a second. Why, Rashi's daughter wore tefillin. Vatanya, ey ma'akvin, you're saying that they didn't see Rashi. I said, Vatanya, ey ma'akvin, lo yis hanoshim, velo yis hanoshim. I'm 34 generations away from Rashi. Not Ben Achaben, there's some women in there, obviously, especially Rashi's daughter. Right, because Rashi's daughter, and then there's a few others. I just got the list. Some Stefanski sent it to me. Ein ma'akvin votanyo.
So Rashi's related to
Dagim? Who those didn't hear, you want to know if Rashi's related to Dagim tuna fish. Votanyo ein ma'akvin lo yisan noshim v'lo yisan tinoikos v'litkoya b'yontif. It says mefurish, you don't stop a woman from blowing shofar in yontif. Omer Abayo, Loikashi, Ho, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, women are usher in blowing. It's Mamash Isser. Ho, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since a woman is potter from blowing, then it becomes usher for her to blow. It's a malacha. It's usher. Ho, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Why? Disanya, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara darshins Bnei Yisrael, Veloy Bnei Yisrael. That this is a halacha that we're about to say is only to the men of Klal Yisrael, not to the women. Bnei Yisrael soimchin ve'ein benois Yisrael soimchois. What does that mean? So smicha means that if you have a karbon, you lean on it with all your might, you say some psukim, and this halacha applies to men. Machlaikas, could women also do it if they feel like doing it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, since they're not supposed to, they don't have to. Memele, it's also for them to do. You know why? There's a little bit of meila here. You're using the animal. You're leaning on the animal. Mitzat Shein, you could say no. Give them a little nachas ruach. Let them feel part of it. So we'll ignore this problem of mi'ila. Now, very interesting. What? No. Because you have to know the whole sugya. It's specifically over there that we have extra b'nei and it's not even there. It's psukim earlier. It's a sugya. Over there we darshan it. Not every time. Now, it's interesting. These are interesting halachas. I came out with a big chiddush to me this morning. I'll ask you this. Is there a problem at all to come home after shul, you heard all the tekiyas, to come home and blow a shofar for your wife? Is there any issue at all? Can anybody think of an issue? Anybody? The Baal Tekiya. Oh, what? No. Not the right answer, but good try. Not bad. He's talking about tchum. No, Menachem, is there a problem? You blow the shofar every year for the women after shul. Is there a problem in what you're doing? So I'm telling you, according to, yes, very good. Well, according to the not Baal Tosef, according to some Rishonim, it's Aser. Why? Because, we'll see in a second, let me just go through this. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you're Sephardi, I don't know if all Sephardim keep this, women do not make a bracha on lulav. Why? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and since they're potter and mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they could shake the lulav, but they don't make a bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah Paskins, that they could. Now, I'm going to say this story because it's in a book and because it has to do with this halacha. Reb David Kaplan in his book, Impact, he says that there was a guy on a date. And I'm saying it for Mendy. Mendy loves this maisa. I heard. He's moicha. There's a guy on a date and his date stood him up. She didn't show up to the date. So the next morning, so what's going on here? So you know what she said? I had to do the daf. Maisa Shaya, I was doing the daf. So, according to everybody, a woman could make Birkas HaTorah. She can make Birkas HaTorah. But it's a machloikis why, and it's tremendous nafkimina why. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, to the Beis Yosef, a woman can make Birkas HaTorah because she's in the halachas of the Torah. This dinim that applied to her, she can make the bracha. And if so, she could be mighty another man in Birkas HaTorah. Because she's chayv in Birkas HaTorah because she's part of Torah. So she can be mighty other. Very important. But according to the guy in who passes like Rabbeinu Tam here, that a woman only says Birkas HaTorah, she could. That's one of the things she could, even though it's a mitzvah. Because why does a woman make Birkas HaTorah? Because not because she's in there, but because I forgot what Rabbeinu Tam says. It's not because they're in the chiyuv, but because I forgot it. Oh, maybe afem hayu beisanes kind of thing. But no. But it comes out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, I mamash forgot. I'm slipping around. It's your fault, Yossi. But because it's not that the mechuyuv, but they could. Maybe it's the same svar as like, we let them do it in Torah. But that means that they don't have the same chiv as a man. It's not the raisam and mele. They can't be mighty men in Birkas HaTorah. That came out of Nafkimina. Okay. Fine. Zog the Gemara. They could play around with the shofar. Until they learn, you can teach them. Omer Reb Elazar, afilu b'Shabbos. This halacha applies even on Shabbos. You think that on Shabbos, in those days, blowing on Shabbos, not in our days, but in those days you blew on Shabbos, so they could also blow on Shabbos to practice. Tanan Be'achi, misaskim bo emat shilmedu afilu b'Shabbos. I need a clock, Yerushim, please. So we see, Mefurish, it says, even Shabbos. Hogu v'kasha, says the Gemara. Amrish misaskim, it says misaskim, you could go ahead, even teach them, push it, why not? Then it says, don't stop them, don't prevent them. What's going on here? Do we not prevent them or we encourage them? Which one is it? Loi kashya. Kan bekaton shegi al chinuch. Kan bekaton shelo yegi al chinuch. So a katan the yegi al chinuch. Now it's a good thing to teach him. How old did they say? Somewhere around 10, 11 years old, where he understands how to blow, he understands the concept, then you could encourage him to blow the shofar, even on Shabbos. But a younger child, a five-year-old, has no idea what he's doing, then you try to, you don't have to prevent him, but you don't encourage him. Now, somebody that finished blowing shofar, according to the Ramah, it's also for him, even on Yontif, to go home and blow a shofar. You guys knew this? A guy finished, he's yoytze total, kid shofar. He wants to show off a little bit at the suda. He grabs his shofar and he starts blowing. Is this it's also according to Ramo. You're not allowed to stam, play around with the shofar on Yontif. Even on Yontif. Okay? Memela. What? Hi. That's Gary. He's waving to you. I don't know, something. All right. We just turned to Daflam and Gimelam Bay, sponsored by Adam Vales. In memory of his mother, Gail F. Rather, Avigal Gitul Bat Pesach V'Chava Rivka. Sponsored anonymously, Chus V'Shal Tamar Chayo Bat Tzoro Tavar Fush Leim. V'Amasasik L'Yotzo, says the Gemara, a person whose stam is blowing, doesn't intend, it was by his mouth and a sound came out, Hotekel Ashir Yotzo, it seems only then he's not Yotzo, but if he's trying to play a song, somebody sent me a video of a guy. There's a guy on a piano and another guy with a shofar. He's playing Imish Kochech beautifully. Mamish, it came out. You wouldn't believe it. It sounds like a trumpet. I tried to do it here in middle shir. It came out terrible. But you could actually tekel the shir. It seems like it's only because he had zero intent that a sound should come out. He sneezed into the shofar and the sound came out. But if he's literally trying to play Imish Kochech from the shofar, he should be Yaitza. Otherwise, it should say, a guy that's trying to play his song. It's much better. Let me say, Alei Rava, Domer Rava, Tekeh L'Shir Yotza. We had the sugya. Comes out a good raya. Dilma Tekeh L'Shir Nami Misasek Karilei. Says Gemara, no. You could also say that a guy that's playing Imesh Kochei with the shofar, it's literally Misasek. Why? He has zero. He's the furthest thing. He's not thinking one, even 1% that he wants to be Yaitza the shofar. He's concentrating on a song. It's nothing to do with the shofar. So maybe that's also considered a misasik. It's unintentional, whatever the word is. Now, if you hear a guy that was sounded the shofar unintentional, but what about, we're going to the furthest case, a guy was holding a shofar by his mouth, hapchi, sneezed, out came a sound. So the guy next door is not yotzer. But what if a guy wants to be yotze for himself? He thinks he's by himself, he thinks he's in the room, takes the shofar, starts blowing. And the guy next door heard it. Is he yotze? L'chayre, yes. Because if not, then why are we using this case, this far-fetched case of a guy sneezing at the shofar? Say, if a guy had kavana with the shofar, nobody else is yotze, unless they know about it. We remember the famous case with Reb Zeira. Why did Reb Zeira have to tell his shamish, his gabbai, have kavana to be mighty me? You don't have to have kavana. As long as he didn't sneeze into the shofar, he really meant to blow the shofar, then anybody listening should be yaitza. Says the Gemara, you're right. Duma aidi the tana resha, misasek, tana seifa nami misasek, enochanami. Of course, Reb Zeira is right. The guy blowing has to have kavanah to be mighty everybody. So then why are you talking about a case of sneezing? Because it fits in with the case before. But it's not necessary. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi said, this is the final Mishnah of the Masechta. Is this also Tomer? Tomer and Gadi Levi. Tomer is in Turkey right now. I have a picture of him actually. Not in Gea, but sent me some pictures of him driving around Turkey. And I printed them out, but we had too many guests there. Here's Tomer, yesterday, in Turkey, listening to this year. And he's sponsoring today's Mishnah. What else we have? Huh? And his brother. And here, he recruited somebody in the airport. He's on the way to Turkey, recruited this guy. That's it, the guy's doing the shir. And he says, Raboisai, if you want to drive while you're learning the shir, you get yourself a device like this. Stop playing around with the small little screens. He's happy to give everybody the link on Amazon. Okay, says the Mishnah. Sponsored again. What's her name? You scream it out. I can't even say this name. This is too Sephardi for me. What's her name? Dita? Tita Yehudit Bat? Fenina? Fedida? Fenina? Whatever. Hashem knows what she is. Says the Mishnah, say that Kiyoy Shaloy Shal Shaloy Shalosh. We have Malchuyoy, Zechroyos, and Shoyfroyos. You have to blow in each one three. Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. Something like this. A Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. What exactly is a Trua? We're going to see in a second. Midoraisa, you repeat this three times. Tkiya. And we're going to see something very interesting in the Gemara. The size of this Tkiya is not like what we think. It's the exact same length as the Trua. What is a Trua? It could be 2-2-2. According to Rashi, 3, ta-ta-ta, burst. Or it could be like what we think a shvarim is. 2-2-2. But that's the length of a Tkiya. Fine. So we do, as if it's 3 shvarim, we do one long Tkiya. But the Tkiya and the Trua are identical. Say that Tkiya is shalosh, meaning, again, machuy is achron shayfreis, shal shalosh shalosh. And each one of the three is only 3 sounds. That's it. None of this 30 this and 100 of that, and then times 3, just 9 sounds in your yaitza. Shitkiya kishalish truois. The tkiya is like 3 truois. 3 short sounds, blast. Shir trua. And what is a trua? Kishalish yivavais. Like 3 whimpers. Now, there are 2 sounds when it comes to a shofar. I'm going to embarrass myself now. Why not? We got to learn Torah. I'll try. I'm going to try my best. There's 2 types of crying. There's that's trua. And this not bad, no? Okay. So there's a whimper. There's the quick one. And then there's the hoo, the hoo, the hoo. Which one is it? So the Mishnah now says, Kishal Shivavis, it's the quick ones. Tu-tu-tu. I'm very bad at this, but it's like 3. Tu-tu-tu. But fast. 3. Talk about Rishoyno. Umoshach b'shniyah kishtayim. So this we already had at least twice. Instead of doing 1 trua, 1 tkiya, so the second tkiya, he did a long one. And he went from Malchias into Zechroinus. He wanted to be Yaitza 2 tkiyas. This tkiya and this tkiya with 1 long tkiya right over here. Says the Mishnah, and Biyodei Lachas, he's only Yaitza the second of the first set, not the first of the second set. Misha Berach, don't start singing now, it's not a song, don't worry about it. Misha Berach, V'achach Nismanach L'Shoifer. Guy who daven Musaf. He's done with Musaf, and all of a sudden, Shalom Aleichem, they bring him a Shoifer. Tekeya Umeria, V'tekeya Shalish Pamim. He does the regular amount of tkiyas. Kishayim Shishliach Tzibur Chayov. Now we're jumping to regular davening. Just like the Chazan, he's chayv to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Kach kol yochid yochid chayov. Do not sit back and listen to the Chazan. I guess we all know this halacha. That's why we all daven Shmoneh Esrei today. But in those days it was different. It was hard to read. They didn't have a sidurim. So just be yotzei from the Chazan and finish. Gamliel argues and he says, you could be Yaitza Yidei Chayva. Should we stop here? Should we go 1 more minute? Let's go 1 more. Let's cover the guests. We'll go 1 more minute. Vatanya, I don't want them to feel bad because of them we're late. Vatanya, Shir Tkiya Kitrua. We learned that the Tkiya is like a Trua. Why are you telling me that it's 3 Truas? Amar Abaya, no. Everybody agrees that a Tkiya and a Trua are the same sound. Tana Didon, our Mishnah, Kachoshev Tkiya, the Kulu Bava. He's considering the 3 tkiyas, the first tkiyas, right? You have this guy is the first tkiya, this guy is the second tkiya. All the first, the one of Malchuyos, the one of Zechronis, the one of Shoifrois, that's 3. 3 of them equal 3 truas. That's what it's saying. But it's the same size, same length. The kula bava tane bara kachashiv chad bava vesulai. But the brisa is talking about 1 tkiya versus 1 trua, and it's exactly the same shear. Okay, we'll stop right over here. Have a wonderful day. Welcome all the Gevaldika guests.